Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, this one comes to us from last weekend before the Eagles-Rams playoff game. This is Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker trying to hype up the fans going into the game and a bit of a snafu during her speech.
Let me hear you all say E-L-G-F-E-S.
Oh, no.
Let's go, Birds.
Stuff to come back from that one.
Should I save everybody the obvious social media tweets that would follow something like that? Three very different letters that you know people are screaming out at their car.
Moving on.
What was that? How could she not spell? That's one. You have one job. You do have one job. In this case, how are you botching that?
There is
I don't care how much pressure. She spoke in front of people before. Come on.
There's another chant that's like E-E-A-E-A-G-L-E-A-G-L-E-A-G-L-E-S. And it takes me a minute to put it together myself.
I would screw that up. At the end
of the song, they do that chant, right?
Yeah.
When they go
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Fly after, at the end of Fly, Eagles, Fly.
I grew up. My high school was the Eagles. We did Eagle Jacks. I knew how to spell Eagles from a very young age.
Perry, there were Perry Jacks. You can't mess up P-E-R-R-Y. You can't do that. It should be called the Philadelphia Perrys. Be pretty easy to do. Ooh, that's a bad look for her. Huh. Have I messed up anything? See, I don't want to mess up anything that bad. What did I mess up?
Continuously and all the time.
No, not all the time.
Just every day.
Continuously, though, that is true. That's a fantastic find by you. Is Darius Garland a scapegoat for the fans?
So it's crazy.
Not for Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell's like,
it's crazy because he was their best player yesterday, Darius.
Leading scorer, 26.
He continues to shoot the ball so much better than anybody else. Like the few and far between in the NBA right now, shooting is as good as he is. Kyrie is up there. There's very few players in the entire league shooting the way that he is. And that's why it was so startling that not only did he miss those last free throws, he ended up missing five on the day when he had only come into the game missing the entire season. So it was total anomaly compared to how he's played the entire season.
It is a it is a little bit of a small setback with the fan base because, again, I feel that people wait for Darius to mess up. I feel that I think there's some Colin Sexton love back there, even though I don't think that people can. I think that 6 out of 10 people who call themselves Cavs fans on the street can't tell me who Colin Sexton plays for right now. But there's still some Colin Sexton love back there. They blame Darius for some things. Darius is the better ball player. That's just what it is. And Darius has come on so strong this year. Yeah, I got to call what last night was. Last night, yeah, it was a choke because I don't want to do the mental gymnastics and then have that thrown in my face another time. Even though I could kind of reserve that right if I wanted to just be a fan. Okay, I guess, but I know the truth in my heart. And so if I know the truth of my heart, yes, at that moment, it was a choke job by Darius Garland. But it was a January choke job. And it also, it kind of gives me a reason to reset the rest of the season. Because now you're at 36-7. You're not going to chase the Golden State Warriors. You probably never were, but it was going to be a consideration for fans. You've lost a couple here and there. Evan Mobley, the calf injury's lingering. So when people bring up, well, you haven't gone through your injuries yet, like Orlando's gone through hellish injuries. Who just got hurt yesterday and has made for some hell for another basketball team out there? Either way, Orlando's gone through it. A couple other teams have gone through it with hellish injuries.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. I knew that. So, or I couldn't remember. Hopefully that's just, knock on wood, your history or your injury problems that you could have. It also gives me a reason to flip a switch. Because now if I'm not chasing that history and I'm trying to keep guys fresh and ready and I'm experimenting with some different sets, okay, maybe I can go out there and experiment with some different lineups, get to the stretch run before the postseason after the All-Star break, and then eventually, yeah, maybe we'll have a chance to flip the switch. Because you can't flip the switch on 36-7. You could, when we were 34-5, you couldn't flip the switch on them. So you can't flip the switch on great basketball teams when they start off the year. Now, if you're getting ready for a postseason run, boom, we're flipping the switch. I don't know what's going to happen with it when it comes to Boston or when it comes to Oklahoma City, but that's a consideration we'll have for those days.
Is that a Is there any kind of a, not a sigh of relief, because you want the team to be great. You want to do really cool things, but now we're done talking about them chasing the Warriors, you know, the 72.
A sigh of relief in how?
73 and 9 year. Because we don't have to hang on every loss isn't going to be disastrous. And, you know, you look at the standings right now, they're still in great shape. They are 5.5 games ahead of the Boston Celtics.
It makes it a little bit easier to take some of the losses, but I also know that because you've had so few of them, if you put together a few losses here, like, okay, they're 2-whatever over the last 10, or you're 8-whatever over the last 10, okay, there's two losses, people are going to take that into account. And I can't go back. I know the rest of Chuck's call, even though I disagreed with him about Darius Garland and him saying how he's an all-star, because Darius Garland's going to say that if asked. The Kenny Atkinson stuff is true. Like, hey, you'd have a chance better than just Donovan Mitchell hoisting a three from the corner, a fall-away three from the corner. You could have done something better than that. Yeah, Chuck and Hinkley was right about that. Are you getting any more? These are your last few minutes before the vasectomy tomorrow.
My phone is just full. It is full. I've got a
Facebook friend, Keith, not our boss, Keith Britton, says, I don't know why, but he said, don't have sex. I don't know why she wouldn't want to have sex. He said his ex-wife wanted to have sex the day he got his vasectomy. And it ended up being not good for his, you know.
Go ahead.
Wasn't good. It wasn't a good thing. It wasn't a good thing, and it kind of lasted like a month.
Mm-hmm.
So for Keith, he's giving you advice. Do not.
Thank you.
If Sarah's like, well, you've done this for me, this is nice. According to Keith, I wouldn't do it.
I don't want to think about this ever again.
Well, you're going to be thinking about it all day tomorrow.
No.
Unless you get a stay. If you get a pardon on this, will you call in tomorrow morning? Will you call in tomorrow?
Yeah,
anyway?
Sure. Whatever. Fine.
Can you give me some time away from Daryl tomorrow?
Yeah, fine.
I'm kidding. We have podcasts coming up after the show. I had a feel-good double feature that I think everybody's going to agree with me coming up on the podcast. It happened over the weekend. A nice review for everybody. That's coming up at 10:15 Eastern on the free Odyssey app. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. Make sure you're listening. Mary Kay Cabot says, Jalen Milroe in play for the Cleveland Browns. Hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Hey,
sounds good.
Cool, I got on the last show.